Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, everybody. It's lovely to be here and to see you all and to enjoy some brisk singing with you. We're going to read a few verses from Colossians chapter 1, please. I'm reading from the English Standard Version here, and it's Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 12 to 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Colossians 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I really want to focus on that first verse, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Qualification. If you're Scottish, you know about qualification. Well, if you're Scottish and you like football, because just last week, Scotland qualified for the World Cup in America next year. How exciting. Who watched it? Hands up. Anyone watch it? Yeah. Who went to Hampden? Hands up. Anyone? Well, there we go. Yes. Okay, good. So, it was very exciting, wasn't it? Scotland versus Denmark, and neutrals like myself watched on impassively, but were impressed by an amazing overhead kick from McTominay and a wonderful lob from the halfway line and so on. 4-2. What an emphatic result. Scotland qualified for the World Cup. And the whole of the nation is in a fever of excitement. Although they'll forget it now, of course, until June 2026. And then it'll get exciting again, won't it? My son William and I used to practice our overhead kicks. I don't think this is quite going to be the same as Goal of the Season. But the way we did it was, right, we just used to lie on our backs. And then we kind of throw the ball up. And then just kind of go like... It's not quite as good as Matt Comaday's kind of mid-air overhead kick, which I was talking about there, which was contender for Goal of the Season, I should imagine. But all very exciting is a qualification for the World Cup. If you are learning to drive, then you have to wear these on your car, don't you? L plates. Is anyone learning to drive? Anyone learning to drive? No, no. Oh well, all good drivers here perhaps, or maybe not. Well, two people in our house had to learn to drive over the last couple of years, so we invested in lots of L plates. They don't seem as sticky as they used to. Or maybe our kids just drive too fast and they fly off, I don't know. We had to buy lots and lots of L plates. Magnetic ones didn't seem to work, and stick-on ones seemed to come off in the rain and all sorts. But anyway, L plates. But when you pass your driving test, by the way, the best people pass third time. When you pass your driving test, then you're qualified and you don't need L plates anymore. Isn't that great? You're qualified to drive and you don't need a co-pilot. And you don't need L plates and you don't need a provisional license. You can drive. You're free to roam the roads as long as you observe the highway code. Good. So qualification is not just for footballers, it's for drivers as well. You have to qualify. You have to pass your test. And once you've passed your test, you're a fully qualified driver. I work at, for my day job, at Glasgow University. And every summer at Glasgow University, there's a graduation ceremony. And the graduates get what looks a bit like a kind of long toilet roll tube or something, and wrapped up inside it is a little piece of paper which is written in Latin, so nobody really knows what it says. But these poor students have worked 4 years and sat loads of exams to get this little bit of paper at the end of their 4 years. But they're all so happy, and they throw their hats in the air and take photographs with mum and dad and boyfriend and girlfriend and whoever, and they are really pleased because they have qualified
after 4 years of studying, and they get their bachelor's degree or their MA or whatever it might be, they're qualified after all that hard work.
Qualification.
So, Scotland have qualified, yay, because they won lots of football matches. And drivers qualify when they pass their driving test. And university graduates qualify when they pass all their exams and they graduate. See, in all those examples, think about this carefully now, I'm getting serious now. In all those examples, qualification is about things that we do. Do you see that? We do it to qualify. But there's a big difference in the Bible verse that we read. Do you see in Colossians 1 verse 12, the Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Do you know, to qualify as a Christian, we don't really do anything. It's all done for us. That's the point. If you were to set Christianity against any world religion or philosophy, they all say, do, 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 work hard, be good, do the best you can. But the Bible, the Christian faith, isn't like that. It's completely different. It says, it's all been done for you. Done is the work that saves, once and forever done. That was what the Lord Jesus cried on the cross, wasn't it? As he concluded those hours of suffering and pain and darkness on the cross, he shouted out, it's finished! And the work was done. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, then it's not what you do that makes him your saviour. It's what he's done for you. And that's what we read about in these verses, isn't it? We read about someone who delivers us from the power of darkness. Christ rescues us because we can't rescue ourselves. We've read about someone who redeems us. He pays the price that we could never pay. And we read about someone who forgives us. He lets us go free where we don't deserve it. Redemption, forgiveness, deliverance. God qualifies us. Do you know, to become a Christian, we need to come with our empty hands to God, and he fills them. We need to come with belief in our hearts that Jesus died on the cross for us. And we need to come and claim his love, his forgiveness, his redemption. And it's not what we do that qualifies us for heaven. It's what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. So, maybe the football team are working hard and they qualify by themselves, and it's all their own efforts and achievements, and so they celebrate that. And maybe the graduates qualify on their own, though I'm sure maybe mum or dad or somebody paid lots of money to help them out, but they qualify under their own steam. And the person taking their driving test, when they pass their test, they did it, and it's their name on the license and the certificate. They pass. It's all up to them. But for a Christian to be qualified, it's nothing of us, it's all of Christ. And so that's why Christians praise Christ, not ourselves. We give thanks to one who loved us and gave himself for us. How deep the Father's love for us, we sang. How vast beyond all measure, he qualified us. And then we think about one who redeemed us. We're poor. We can't pay the price to buy our way out of slavery and ruin. But the Lord Jesus is rich, and he paid the price in his death and shed his precious blood so that we could be redeemed. And we who are morally corrupt and ruined can be forgiven, can be made right, not by anything that we do, but because the Lord Jesus offers us forgiveness. Do you know, if I was to ask anybody, do you want to go to heaven? You'd all say yes, wouldn't you? But the problem is, so many people think to get to heaven, you have to do it yourself. But the message of the Bible is, it's all been done for you. And the way to heaven is open because the Lord Jesus has died and risen again and gone to heaven. And he welcomes everybody who trusts in him, who repents of their sins and trusts in the Saviour. He welcomes us. He qualifies us. He makes us right with God, fit for heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Let's close in prayer. Father, we give thanks for the qualification that God the Father has accomplished so that sinners like us might be right with God and ready for heaven. And we pray that everybody here might accept the offer of salvation and forgiveness and rescue and redemption that the Lord Jesus Christ has made available. Lord, we pray that each one of us might know the blessing of trusting in him and accepting his forgiveness. We pray that we might know what it is to be qualified, to be partakers, sharers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So bless us, we pray, as we ask these things now in the Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen.